it's time for the Sunrise Wellness Center Report. SunriseWellnessCenterLI.com. It's a great website. A lot of the stuff discussed in this segment, ladies and gentlemen, you do not hear anywhere else. You just don't. You go on the site, we'll recap everything. He has been stellar in his approach. You get a free consult with a good man. Dr. Ron Sinagra at 631-563-1444. And again, the site, SunriseWellnessCenterLI.com. The aforementioned Dr. Ronald Sinagra. Sir, how are you on a Tuesday?
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah.
How are you?
Everything
today,
all right?
Friend. Yeah, all right. Everything's great. Everything's great. Summertime is almost upon us. We're not going to default on our debt, so everything's good.
We're not going anywhere with that debt. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's
ridiculous. Do you realize what would happen as far as the ramifications of 2024 is concerned? I mean, come on.
We could risk global financial collapse.
Not happening. They'll get a deal.
Yeah, they will. They
you know what? Cut down on the reckless spending. We got a deal. Cut down a little bit. Don't spend as much. That's how you corral things, right?
That would certainly help, wouldn't it? Hey, I got great stuff for you today, Jay.
What do you got?
I want to talk about the number one killer of Americans. And I don't think I've ever talked about it before on the program. The number one killer of Americans is heart disease or arterial plaque. And the ironic thing is that all the advances in medicine in the last 40 years, heart disease is still the number one killer. And you think to yourself, how could this be? You know, we've been taught the evils of cholesterol and keeping your cholesterol and your LDLs down with statins, and statins are the greatest weapon in preventing heart disease. Yet with statins being the number one selling drug in America, heart disease remains the number one killer. How could this be? Why? So I wanted, I'm not an MD, so when you talk about something as important as the number one killer, I wanted to get a medical opinion. And there's a Dr. Frank Schallenberger. He's a medical doctor, family practitioner. He was a professor of nutrition at JFK, John F. Kennedy University in California. I think he practices in Nevada now. And he has a newsletter called Second Opinion. And last month's one just was so good, I wanted to share it. And the title of it is, You've Been Lied to About LDL, Cholesterol, and Heart Attacks. And so I wanted everyone to hear it from an MD. And I'm going to read from it, and I'll interject along the way so I can explain it better. Arterial plaque is the number one killer in the world by far. If we could put a man on the moon, how come we can't crack that code? Could it be we are looking for causes in all the wrong places? Here's the story Farmer and friends have been feeding us for the last 40 years. The plaque in our arteries is caused by elevated LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. They plug up our arteries and causes strokes and heart attacks. So the way to prevent strokes and heart attacks is obviously to lower LDL. And the best way to do that is to start eating drugs that lower LDL cholesterol. There's not one person in the entire United States that has not been indoctrinated with the story. But what if it's not true? What if plaque is not caused by LDL? What if it's something else, something entirely unrelated to any form of cholesterol? Does lowering LDL levels play any role at all in plaque formation? And if LDL is not what's causing plaque formation, what is? So this is according to WebMD. And WebMD is a website where you get all this information. And this is what it says. Cholesterol plaques form by a process called arterial sclerosis. Another name for arterial sclerosis is hardening of the arteries. LDL, or bad cholesterol, is the raw material of cholesterol plaques. Progressive and painless, arteriosclerosis grows into cholesterol plaques silently and slowly, eventually resulting in blocked arteries, which places blood flow at risk. And that's from WebMD. So there you have it. It's that darn bad cholesterol that's the culprit. It silently and slowly builds up in our plaques. So for sure, when the contents of plaques are analyzed, they must be loaded with cholesterol. But oops, that's not what the research has found. When the plaques were analyzed, there is little to no cholesterol in them. Hard to believe. In 1991, the American Journal of Cardiology published an analysis of what's in plaque. And here it is. Fibrous tissue is 87 to 90%. Calcium is 6 to 7%. And the other is like foam cells and some other things. So to be honest, this does not prove there is absolutely no cholesterol at all in plaques. It just shows that if there is any, it's very hard to find. And it certainly is not what's causing plaque buildup. And here's the point. What little cholesterol there may be in plaques cannot possibly come from LDL anyway. It comes from another source. So since LDL cholesterol is not in plaque and can't possibly cause plaque accumulation, what does? And here's where the plot thickens. Or should I say, the clot thickens. Because all the evidence that I am now going to report to you is pointing to abnormal clotting as the ultimate cause of arterial plaque, not LDL cholesterol. And if that's what causes plaque, then all the money spent on reducing LDL cholesterol is missing the target. So what is the evidence that clots are causing arterial plaque, and how do they do it? And how does LDL cholesterol have any role in this process? And it starts with understanding the artery itself and something called the endothelium. This is where I'm going to explain. The endothelium is the inner lining of our arteries. So I want you to think of a garden hose and cut it in half. And garden hoses have multiple layers. And the inner layer of the garden hose would be the endothelium. And just like our arteries have multiple layers, the inner layer is called the endothelium. What people don't realize is the endothelium or plaque forms under the endothelium. So most people think that when you get clogged arteries, it's like clogging a pipe or clogging a tube. It's actually in the tube itself. That's not what happens with arterial sclerosis. The plaque is behind the inner lining. It's behind the endothelium, and it pushes the inner lining, the endothelium, into the artery, closing the circumference. So most people don't realize that, and it's very important to understand that. But in order for plaque to form under the endothelium has to be damaged. That's where LDL cholesterol comes into this picture. When LDL cholesterol is oxidized, LDL cholesterol can damage the endothelium. So here's where it gets great, guys, and this is where it all comes together. When an oxidant, a free radical, steals an electron from LDL cholesterol, it becomes this new form called oxidized LDL, or they shorten it up and call it OxLD. Oxidized LDL is able to damage the endothelium. LDL cholesterol that is not oxidized is harmless. And here's the problem with all the drugs and all the drugs that lower LDL cholesterol. Big Pharma does not have a drug for lowering oxidized LDL. The drug's Pharma pushes does not distinguish between non-oxidized LDL and oxidized LDL. They decrease all LDLs. So the only way Pharma doctors know how to reduce oxidized LDL is to reduce all LDL, oxidized and non-oxidized. And that approach is just not safe and is one of the reasons that drugs are so harmful. It's not safe because every single cell in our body, especially nerve and brain cells, depend on an adequate amount of non-oxidized LDL. LDL is good. We've been taught it's bad. Oxidized LDL is bad.
When that interrupt you here, sir?
Things,
Doc.
Yeah, Jack.
Let me interrupt you here because you're saying some incredible information here regarding LDL. Which is the bad cholesterol. HDL is a good cholesterol.
Well, that's the mistake right there. LDLs are not bad. Oxidized LDLs are bad.
This is what we've been told.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So, in essence,
what Dr. Schallenberg is explaining.
Let me ask you this. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
So, what causes the oxidated version under the, as you compare it to a hose, okay, water hose, the what causes that plaque buildup under one of the layer, the outer layer of that hose?
Well, you just you gave me my perfect segue into my final part of what we're going to talk about. So the next part of what Dr. Schallenberger was talking about is what causes the formation of the oxidants that oxidize LDL. It's anything that causes oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is universally accepted as the single most influential player in aging, age-related disease, and high levels of oxidative LDLs are one of the reasons why. Now, here we go. The primary cause of oxidative stress is decreased mitochondrial function and a deficiency of antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, B12, green tea, and acetylcysteine. So what's causing this is we go back to that battle that I've always talked about. We're in a constant battle of free radicals. Free radicals are produced by pesticides, PCBs from plastic, smoking, alcohol, poor diet, processed foods. Our bodies even make free radicals, and especially cells that are with mitochondrial dysfunction. They just start to pump out free radicals. And when these free radicals, they have an open electron, they're very, very reactive. When they come in contact with normal LDL, they turn it into the ox-LDL, which is the real damaging one. So we come back to that ultimate thing of we're always dealing with our antioxidant stores. And we talked about that through the pandemic, how our antioxidants were responsible for our immune function in fighting viruses and preventing mutations. What is it coming down to, Jay? What nutrients combat oxidative stress and prevent OxLD? The basics: vitamin E, vitamin C, green tea, pomegranate juice, B12, vitamin D. And another one that's very important that most people don't know about is vitamin K. Now, vitamin K, remember, 8 to 10% of plaque is calcium. Vitamin K keeps calcium out of soft tissue and in our bones. So people that are taking calcium thinking they're going to make their bones strong, don't do it. You don't want a calcium supplement. You want to get it from your diet, but you want to make sure you have high vitamin. You don't want calcium circulating in your bloodstream, because your body can. If you have low vitamin K, it ends up depositing in the arteries, heart valves, your eyes, your joints. Vitamin K keeps calcium in your bones, not in your soft tissue. So it all comes down to this: we have such poor diets. We haven't connected the fact that everything is connected. And so we're looking at things, and what we have is our healthcare system has been taken over by, you know, the big pharma approach to health, which is to make a patentable drug for a symptom, and they like to demonize things. So they demonize cholesterol, they'll demonize blood sugar, they'll demonize blood pressure, and everyone runs around living their life trying to reach certain numbers through medication and never gets to the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem of oxidative LDLs is a poor lifestyle, poor diet, and not enough antioxidants. And here's another fascinating thing. This one blew my mind. This is from an independent researcher, this guy named Yu Rashnikov. I don't even know him, but I found it on the web. And he was doing some research on how cholesterol lowers arterial sclerosis and helps us fight infections. And I'm like, fight infections? I never heard that before. So, and this is what he says. Staphylococcus bacteria, like Staph aureus, very nasty, and endotoxins from gram-negative bacteria, like E. coli, Salmonella, Citrobacteria. These really, really toxic bacteria rapidly bind to LDLs and are almost totally inactive inactivated by purified LDLs. What? I'm like, so all we're doing is we're telling people to lower their LDLs. LDLs are good. It's a way we fight infection. I mean, this is what the research is showing us. It totally inactivates these very toxic bacteria with LDLs. So, again, we're going against Mother Nature's plan. We're missing the boat. We're not trying to work with nature. We're bastardizing nature. And we're doing it for profit. And the results are disastrous. We've created this nightmare world where we're fragmented. We don't realize everything's connected. We radically altered our food supply. We deny us, you know, vital nutrients, phytonutrients, minerals that we need. We're obese and diabetic. We don't exercise. We're stressed to the max. We're poisoned with pesticides, plastics, toxins, petrochemicals. And the only thing our healthcare system does is demonize certain parts of our body and come up with these medications to treat the effects of malfunction. And that's why we spend $4 trillion and our healthcare system's a disaster. It's imploding on itself. Like, I'm, you know, healthcare for a family now, over $2,000. What's it going to be in 5 years? $3,000? What's it going to be in 10 years? $4,000 a month for healthcare insurance? The whole system is falling apart because we're not working with Mother Nature. We're bastardizing it. And we're just trying to do it for profit, and it's terrible. And I wanted to share that with everybody because there's things that we accept that no one questions. You know, lower your cholesterol. I have patients come in, their cholesterol's 208. Now the normal level is up to 200. 208, and their doctor wants to put them on statins. I'm like, that's insane. That's not healthcare.
Doc, let me say
that's
this.
That's crazy.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on,
I got questions here.
Sure.
This is fascinating to me because you're right. I mean, every other commercial is a cholesterol commercial on TV, right? Lipitor this, Lipitor that. You know, you spoke about vitamin K a couple of weeks ago, which, by the way, you
can
find that in some of the leafy greens, the spinach, all that kale, all that stuff. It's good for you.
Yeah, and you also, remember now, want to hear something ironic?
Yeah.
Dr. Schallenberger said that one of the things that causes oxidative LDLs was mitochondrial malfunction. When you go on a statin, they recommend you take coenzyme Q10 because it lowers CoQ10. Yeah. What does CoQ10 do? It makes your mitochondria work. Think about that. So one of the causes of OxLDs is mitochondrial malfunction, and coenzyme Q10 is what makes your mitochondrial work really well.
Yeah.
So the drug that they put you on to lower your cholesterol is actually affecting your mitochondria.
Well, let me ask you this. Hold on a minute now. How much vitamin K is enough?
The range is up to 1,500. I think the average is like, see, there's different types of vitamin K. There's vitamin K1, vitamin K2, and actually two types. But pretty much the vitamin K, it's about 2,000 micrograms that people use in one soft gel. And you do that daily. But, you know, you got to get these numbers checked.
Let me ask you. Can you check vitamin K levels on a normal blood test?
Absolutely.
All right, so they'll have it for you. Now, here's the other thing. So LDL cholesterol level, I believe the normal number, I think it's 100. I think it's normal.
No, 150.
You know, anywhere 100, 129, borderline high is anything above 129. I think that's it.
Let's say
you're going into your doctor, you had your blood tests and everything else, he's going over the results. All of a sudden he sounds the alarm, he sees your LDL, it's above 100, let's say. And he wants to prescribe the meds. Okay? How do you fight it off?
Make sure you have antioxidants because LDLs are good. They fight infection. You need them for. That's why statins cause are one of the primary drivers for Alzheimer's disease, because LDLs are required for brain tissue. Right. LDLs are not bad. God did not make a mistake. You got to remember that. God did not make a mistake. We're screwing up the plan because we're not giving the body what it needs. We don't have any of the nutrition that is required for our bodies to function properly. And without the proper antioxidants, we're creating oxidized LDLs. So if your numbers are above that 100, but you have plenty of vitamin D, plenty of vitamin C, you're taking green, don't worry about it. That's my opinion. Please, you know, don't take it for what it's worth. Nobody stop taking your medication because you heard me say it on a radio. But understand that looking at it from a health perspective is much different from, look, statins are the number one selling drug, and heart disease is still the number one killer. It's not working. They're missing the point. Something's wrong, and I think that this guy explains it perfectly. So if your antioxidant stores are up, and your nutrition is good, and your lifestyle is not defeative, you don't have to worry if you're above 100 on LDLs. They've got everyone freaked out over these numbers. And everyone's trying to lower these numbers.
Hold on. What about HDL? How does one increase HDL? Doctor, listen to me. How do you increase HDL?
Omega, EPA, DHA, omega, fish oil. And other, essential fatty acids. You can get that from flaxseed and from borage oil. EPA, DHA is great. That's the most powerful one. I take a lot of it because it's great for brain function. It's great for calming down your immune system, and it raises HDLs. You can also get HDLs in nuts and seeds, the good fats. Remember, fat is good. We've been taught that fat was bad in the 70s. No. Simple sugars and carbohydrates are bad. Remember, beer has no fat. You ever see a beer belly? I mean, carbohydrates are what kills us. Simple carbs, processed carbs, all that, garbage they sell in the aisles of the supermarket. All the crackers and the cookies and the cakes and the cereals and the Pop-Tarts, and that's the stuff that kills you. Good fats are required, and we don't get them in our diet. I mean, how many times do people eat deep, cold water fish? So that's why the importance of taking supplementation to build up your antioxidant stores so you can fight off the free radicals that we have to come in contact with just living in modern society. But if you do that, you don't have to freak out over, my LDLs are 110, let me go on a statin. You guys, it's the number one selling drug, and it's still the number one cause of death. They're missing something. I can't see how anyone can't confront people on that. Go, wait a minute. If it's the number one selling drug and lowering cholesterol and LDLs is what you think prevents it, and statins are number one selling, how come it's still the number one killer? Because they're missing something. And I think that Dr. Schallenberger explained it perfectly.
I tell you, it never surprises me when you come to the table with this stuff. You seem to usurp what you have told us in previous times here on these segments, as far as this is unbelievable information. It really is.
Everybody is affected by this. Everything stuff. Is that the LDLs fight infection. Yeah. And I was really shocked with that. I did not realize that. And basically what it comes down to, Jay, you're like, we don't understand this system at all. I mean, we understand the basics of it. But we don't, there's just so much of Mother Nature's plan, of God's plan, that we just have no freaking clue. And then we go in there and we start doing this and doing that and lowering this and medicating this and not even tying it into nutrition and diet. We're missing the mark. We're missing the mark big.
No, Doc, another unbelievable one. You go to the website, folks, Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. I can talk to you for another hour on this stuff. I think a lot of people want to know more. And maybe next week we'll follow up on this. I got a million
questions. Yeah, we can do that.
Great discussion. Great discussion. Fantastic information.
Jay, you have your SunriseWellnessCenterLI.com.
631-563-1444. You get a consultation with Dr. Ron here. This is really good stuff here. Closing comments, sir? What do you want to say?
No, just have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I'll speak to you next week.
That's tremendous stuff, Doc. You too. Enjoy.
Okay, my friend. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
And you see, he talks about it all the time.